You're listening to SBS News.
Members of the Labor Party gathered to unveil the Women's Budget Statement prioritising gender equality in the aftermath of the budget. This government did have a strong focus on keeping women safe from violence and to improve their economic security. Liberal Minister Susan Lee talked up the government's spending campaign to end family violence during question time on Thursday.
We must do all we can to hold perpetrators to account and ensure that victims are supported in their pursuit of justice. That's why this budget is funding a new measure of $4.1 million for a coordinated enforcement and support to eliminate domestic violence trial.
But at Labor's Women's Budget Statement launch, several speakers questioned the Coalition's commitment to supporting women. Indigenous MP Linda Burney said First Nations women have valuable knowledge and culture to pass on to the wider community.
The Labor Women's Statement is an opportunity to highlight the government's failings of women, and in particular First Nations women, and chart a path forward.
The government has been under pressure to respond to complaints from women about mistreatment after a former Liberal staffer reported an alleged rape. Labor's Anthony Albanese is accusing the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, of failing to be transparent about how the government has handled these issues.
Our starting point is different from theirs. Our starting point is one of respect. Our starting point is one that every human being is created equal. Our starting point is that by improving the economic and social standing of women, we help men as well. We all benefit from equal relationships.
Ms. Burney used the Labor event to also highlight the disadvantage confronting Indigenous populations, such as mental health issues. The Assistant Minister to the Prime Minister for Mental Health and Suicide Prevention is David Coleman.
More than 3,000 Australians take their lives every year, tragically. And for Australians under the age of 44, suicide is the number one cause of death. And we also know that more years of life are lost to suicide than any other cause of death in Australia. It's a massive issue. It's something that the government is very focused on, and we're providing very significant investment in this budget on this really important issue.
The rate of suicide among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people is double the rate of the non-Indigenous population. And the federal budget featured $2.3 billion over 4 years for the mental health of Australians. Labor's Jim Chalmers is promising Mr. Albanese will provide a strong vision for Australia when he delivers his budget reply speech on Thursday night.
We need to make sure we can make the economy and our society stronger and more inclusive and more sustainable after COVID-19 than it was before. We need to make sure that more Australians can get ahead in the recovery and aren't left behind.
The opposition leader says serious economic change is needed, but Labor has welcomed some budget announcements, including aged care spending worth $17.7 billion. Minister for Senior Australians Richard Colbeck concedes there are difficulties for staff in the aged care service, but insists there will be significant reforms. Health and Aged Care Minister Greg Hunt outlined how the government is protecting aged care sector workers during question time.
In the Indigenous community, we have over $600 million that is being paid to support those who are working in rural and remote, or to create the facilities for those where they will be working.
Despite the big aged care funding package, concerns have been raised about whether higher wages have been addressed to attract new workers. Senator Colbeck says he expects the sector to demand more funding, but he is assuring aged care workers that the system is being redesigned for the better.
It's a tough job at times, and I pay tribute to the workforce that have supported senior Australians, particularly through COVID over the last 12 months. They've received some very undeserved criticism, but we look forward to, and we need to continue to grow that workforce.
And Scott Morrison has warned against Australia taking on international conflicts as he commented on 2GB radio about escalating clashes in the Middle East. At least 65 Palestinians and 6 people in Israel have died. He is urging the sides involved to exercise restraint.
And we do not want to import the troubles of other parts of the world into this country. We're Australians. That's who we are here. We're Australians, and we're interested in Australian interests.
The Morrison government has also clarified Australia's policy hasn't shifted after he referred to Taiwan as one country, two systems approach. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham insists that the government's official stance remains firm.
Well, look, Australia's position on Taiwan has not changed in relation to our approaches. I'm not going to run foreign policy commentary right now, though. No, there's been no change in relation to Australia's formal foreign policy positions there.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.